This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
All right. It looks like the A's have taken one step forward now. It's not a permanent thing, but the proposed $12 billion developmental proposal has been cleared with the key vote on Thursday, allowing the project to move forward. The San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission voted 23-2 to remove Howard's Terminal port use designation, clearing the path for a potential ballpark project. Commissioner staff provided a key lift for the project, recommending prior to the vote that the port designation be removed. The stadium project is far from a done deal. The team must still strike a deal with the city of Oakland, and housing remains a sticking point in negotiations with the city. And the project calls for a parkland of 400 room hotel, 270,000 square feet of retail space, 3,000 housing units, and the city has called for 15% of those housing units to be affordable or above city requirements of 7 to 12%. So we will see. Dave Caval, the A's president, called the vote a huge win for the waterfront ballpark project and the future of the Oakland A's. Now, Vegas still remains an option. A's executives have pursued Oakland project and a new development in Southern Nevada. The parallel tracks, the team had narrowed down its Las Vegas options to two sites. The main hurdle there is maybe securing public financing, which could politically, it could cause problems for Nevada Governor Steve Sosolak, and MLB would reportedly waive relocation fees associated with the move. They're so broke, they don't have enough money for their own ballpark. They can't afford the relocation fees. Why would you make a deal? I keep asking myself, I keep reading about this story, and I see the obvious. How come they don't? Like, it's there. It's a poor ownership group. Not by your standards and mine. We would love to have their money. But in a world of billionaires, they're poor. They cannot compete. Why would you build them a stadium? In Oakland, in Vegas, it's the most baffling thing. And this happens, and in baseball, you see, remember what they did with Loria? They allowed him to purchase from the Expos to then move him to Miami, sell him to Washington, and then give them Miami, right? That's how it was, right? Right. He was allowed to sell Montreal to Washington, but in that agreement, they allowed him to also buy Miami, and they loaned him the money to finish the purchase of the Marlins. I believe it was $39 million. They had to loan him, right?
Yeah, Major League Baseball purchased the Expos.
Right.
And then moved them to Washington.
Right. And he profited from that. And then he needed money in order to purchase the Marlins. Why would you actually get an owner that needs money? Only baseball does this. In football, you have to be vetted and you have to be fanatically rich, pathetically rich. You have to be able to just print money. But yet in baseball, the requirements are not the same. They will deal with owners that don't have enough money. Another reason why baseball has gone to shit. That's your KSDT Sports Business Report. Like I said, that's your KSDT Sports Business Report.